human beings like to be givers. Human beings don't like to be takers. Don't like to be people that are taking from others. A little deeper, if you get deeper into a human being's psyche, deeper down, people really don't mind being takers. They just rather the other person say, take it, and you say no, and they say, please take it, I beg you to take it. So like deeper down, people don't mind being takers. Yet deeper down, in the psychology, a layer lower, really nobody wants to be a taker. And even though people enjoy getting things, but people really want to pay for it, compensate for it, to somehow feel that if they're taking, at least they're compensating. The morale says that the compensation for a gift is hakara satayv. A human being doesn't like to be a taker. When he does take, the way to compensate is to be makir toiv to the one who gave to you. If giving tzedakah, me'ikar adin, you wouldn't know who's the giver, it wouldn't be possible to be makir toiv. It wouldn't be possible to thank the person who gave you. And therefore, it can't be in the ikar adin to cause the other person the tsar of not being able to pay back. It's true. A person doesn't want to be a taker. It's true that a lay a lower person, especially if he needs something, is happy to get. But it's still true that even deeper in the human nature, a person wants to pay for what he has. And if he can't pay financially, at least he wants to pay with hakara satayv. The position of a rav in a shul is somewhat strange in this regard. On the one hand, the rav in a shul is supposed to help people. So pay people with shailas, help people with issues, be available for people. On the other hand, a rav has to have a shul. You don't have a shul, so what does it mean you're a rav? Nobody else is married to the shul. It's the rav that's inherently part of the shul. In a way, a rav in a shul has a position as a giver, and at the same time as a taker, at the same time receives. The whole position depends on there being a shul. Without a shul, there's no position. Being a rav in a shul requires some type of a mixture of being able to give and take, and it's a confusion. Among mispalim in a shul, you always have a mixture. There are some mispalim look at the rav and feel the rav is a taker and they're givers. Some mispalim will feel the role as a giver and they're takers. And most of mispalim never think about it too much. They just sort of come to shul. But the truth is that it's a mixture of roles in a shul. At least from my vantage point, I owe a lot of hakara satayv. I owe hakara satayv to everybody who's here. Because everyone who comes to the shul, those who come to the davening, those who come from the learning, those who come in the men's section, those who come in the ladies' section, those who come for hakel, those who come for mishmer, those who come whenever, really create the ability for me to be at whatever position I am and fill whatever role I have. And for that, I'm makir toiv to everyone, to those who started the shul, those who keep it going. And I really have an eternal hakara satayv because most people have jobs where their job is to get them through Olam Hazeh. And then they have to work on their own for Olam Haba. And I'm fortunate enough to have a position. But what I do is I hope my passport or my key, my hope for Olam Haba. So to put it briefly, from my vantage point, I am taking the ability to be able to serve as a rav, and at the same time, looking to give. Every person who takes wants to give. And this is my opportunity of a rabbi once a year to express my hakara satayv to all of you who make the shul possible. Every shul has its own unique characteristics. There are unique things in our shul as well, and the fact that we do have people that come for siddurim, We do have people that come from Hanukkah. We do have people who contribute to a shul charity fund, which really is helpful to people in the shul. And for that, tonight I express my Hakaras HaTov. I would like tonight to zero in my Hakaras HaTov, especially to one person. It's actually two people. To Pinchas Mensch and his wife, who have in many ways stepped forward, not just for the shul, but for me personally. The way it began with the Siyum on Yirmiyah, many of you, I hope most of you were at the Siyum. It's a gigantic ballroom filled with, really, almost to me, when I saw the chairs, I didn't know if we possibly filled them all up with human beings, but we did. And everything that happened there and everything that took place to make it happen, really, it was Pinchas, and I say Pinchas, I mean Pinchas and his wife, his family, that made it happen. From there on, has been involved in helping me with the spreading of the shiurim, with the making of CDs and tapes, and the iPod idea, which was his idea, which just the night of the Siyum brought $72,000 into the charity fund, just that night. And I owe him a tremendous debt of Hakaras HaTov. At the same time, he's been very involved in the shul over the last few years. I've been involved in the finances in the shul. And I have no idea how the shul makes it from year to year exactly, but Baruch Hashem, when he came into, he left. The shul is on a sounder financial footing from when he came till he stopped his tenure as a treasurer. And they're all involved. A lot of time that was given, a lot of effort, a lot of tzetluch that he wrote and had to come back to and sort out, a lot of notes he left for me, really a lot that people know, that people don't know, that he did on my behalf. And tonight, we didn't even try asking Pinchas if he would allow us to put him as some kind of guest of honor here, because we never dreamt in the further stretch of imagination that he would agree to it. So, if he hasn't run out yet, we have Javi by the door to block him. But I would like Pinchas to do me one more favor. If you don't mind, please just come up here and let me say thank you to you. I don't want to feel just like a taker, so we'll give as well. This is really on behalf of the shul. I'd like to thank Pinchas, and when you're a guest of honor for most tzedakas, you got to give. No, Pinchas, we're honoring you because what you've already given, and I didn't draw it, but it's for you. And I hope you like it. Keep it. And with that, express my Hakaras HaTov to him, to all of you, and Bezras Hashem, I hope and pray that we should be Maitzachain, Ben Yerubay Nishalaylam. Mashiach will come, this building will pick itself up and move to Yerushalayim. I'm sure in Yerushalayim they have special spots reserved for every shul. I hope we should be Zaycha, there should be enough Ruchnias here for us to get a prime location someplace in the Old City, overlooking not just the wall, not just the Kaisel, but what's on the other side of the Kaisel. Maybe we can put ourselves down at the Kaisel Plaza, which won't be needed anymore. Everyone will dive on the other side. Bezras Hashem, we should make the shul worthy of that. All of us should continue to use the shul to grow in Avodas Hashem. And even though the sort of a midlife crisis stage, we're here already many years, things are going on, people are part of it, aren't part of it, should have the youthful energy to undertake new things, to be part of more siddur, and always to look to do more and better. And this building should continue to serve for all of us as a vehicle for Avodas Hashem and to be kind of Abbas Hashem, Abbas HaTayra, beautiful Chaylik, and I will not. Thank you.